This is KERA News. Bullet trains, self-driving cars, flying taxis, hyperloops. The future of transportation seems jam-packed with high-tech gizmos. And yet, the future in North Texas still belongs to cars. At least, if you dig into Mobility 2045. That's a long-term transportation roadmap for the area. The plan was just approved by the North Texas Council of Governments. Michael Morris is director of transportation for the agency, and KERA's Rick Coulter caught up with him in his Arlington office.
Michael Morris, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, it's very nice to be here. Thank you.
Some of the ideas being tested out in this region seem like something out of a sci-fi movie. Hyperloops, flying taxis. Are those really serious, affordable transportation options?
You know, I bet, you know, the generation or two before us that stood on an airport apron probably when the first jet aircraft came along said, oh my God, what are we up to? And who's going to certify this thing called a jet airplane? Our desire is to help lead the state and the nation in technology transfer when it comes to transportation. We got autonomous vehicles now being tested in Frisco. We had the first autonomous transit vehicle tested in Arlington over a year ago. We visited Hyperloop. We think it's real. They're looking for their next initiative to move from a test track. Already gotten vehicles up to 260 miles an hour. We're looking at, you know, potentially being the next section of that certification facility connecting Dallas to Fort Worth.
Backers say a Hyperloop could transport people from Fort Worth to Dallas in 6 minutes. A bullet train wouldn't be quite that fast, but would still be very fast. Those both, though, would be hugely expensive. Couldn't you just add another set of tracks along the TRE line?
There's no reason why we can't be making improvements to the Trinity Railway Express. In fact, we have a $100 million application that just went to Washington. The Hyperloop situation is really an intercity movement on top of a within region movement. So if the vision was never to go from Fort Worth all the way to Laredo, right, we wouldn't be having a conversation about high-speed rail. But we're talking to Texas Central Partners of bringing the bullet train over to Fort Worth.
That's the one that's coming from Houston to Dallas.
Yeah, so we've been long interested in getting Houston to Dallas to Arlington to Fort Worth. They're focused on the Houston-Dallas piece. The state's plan is an upside-down U. So it's Houston, Dallas to Fort Worth, all the way to Laredo, an upside down U. If Texas Central Partners doesn't want to come all the way across, then we need to build high speed rail from Dallas with a cross platform transfer that goes to Fort Worth, Waco, Temple Killeen, Austin, San Antonio, and Laredo. And that could be a bullet type train, or it could be the Hyperloop. So the Fort Worth to Dallas section is, whatever technology is used, is on its way to Laredo.
There's a private company behind what could be the nation's first bullet train between Houston and Dallas. Is this a sign of government too daunted by the transportation challenges ahead, turning it over to private companies?
No, I actually think we're seeing, if you look at this from a historical standpoint, the private sector was the deliverers of transportation when you had the previous streetcar system in Texas and General Motors
Pony
running.
Express.
Pony Express. I didn't want to go back that far. And I think what you're seeing is a return of the private sector back to urban and inner city transportation. As a government person, we love public-private partnerships. Look at what the benefits of technology-based Uber companies have done and how we're integrating first and last mile into public sector services. So you may take, you know, a high-speed train by the private sector, get off and get on a public sector light rail system, and then take Uber your last 2 miles to your destination. But to the user, it's totally seamless, and we think that's the future.
And yet, for the foreseeable future, you got to deal with millions of cars and trucks and SUVs. How do you balance that shiny, clean future with all those people out there, you know, for the next 10 or 15
years? Well, it's an interesting job to have, but it's a nice place to be. We were the 16th largest region in the United States. Mm-hmm. We're now fourth. We'll soon be third, ahead of Chicago. We're an accident of history because we don't have access to the sea. So we're this century's transportation system. We were built with interstate highways and Class 1 railroads and blessed with great air carrier airports. And now in this century, the future is going to be based on advances in these technologies that take us the rest of the way. We're not going to get there on your grandpa's pickup truck. It's going to take all these investments and insights into different modes of transportation. I think we're going to be judged by the degree and diversity of transportation options we give our citizens. And I think technology is going to play a very big role in that.
Michael Morris is Director of Transportation for the North Texas Council of Governments. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much.